it and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, America, there's a lot to talk about today. You know what? America, there's a lot to do today. What good is our talk if it doesn't lead to action? Now, you can find this on Twitter, BDeanMyWar. This is Bradley's Twitter. I want to keep this as a thought and a theme throughout the show here. BDeanMyWar on Twitter for all of you folks Twittering out there. Remember that God will not merely judge America for the wrong that she commits. God will judge the good people for what they allow, those that do good and would call themselves good and put a blanket of goodness about themselves, but yet they allow. That's not good at all. It's not good to watch a little three-year-old child in a swimming pool that cannot swim, watch them struggle for air and gasp and breathe and eventually drown. That's not good to allow that. Well, you'd say, well, I've never done anything wrong. I've never broke the law in my life. I just saw a little girl drowning. I didn't do anything bad. I didn't throw the little girl into the pool. I wasn't pushing her head underwater so that she couldn't breathe. No, the fact that you allowed. Take a look around. There is a lot to do today, America. Look in your communities. Look in your neighborhoods. Look in your public schools. Look in your children's own lives. We just got done doing school this morning. We're teaching history. Fourth grade history to six-year-olds. Why? Because kids can gobble it up. We need to put a right foundation underneath our youth. There is so much to do. Folks, if you have a church, I can promise you that your pastor has a shortage of people asking him, is there anything that I can do in the church today? Can I clean something? Can I reach out somewhere? Can I start a street ministry? Folks, there is no shortage of work that can be done. Again, remember that God will not merely judge America for the wrong that she commits. God will judge the good people for what they allow. It's found at B. Dean My War on Twitter. It's Bradley Dean's Twitter page. In content, and I really appreciated the interaction yesterday from you folks. We had some really great interaction regarding certain constitutional values and principles, where they're located, what they say, what does the Constitution mean? But first of all, we've got to understand that our adversaries got that Constitution memorized and would only seek to exploit it to substantiate their own stances and their own values. That's ultimately what enemies of liberty do. They're not interested in liberty. Well, they are interested in liberty only so far as they can use that liberty to snare you. And those liberties often come in the form of freedom of speech, where we can use vulgarity, freedom of expression, where we can use pornography or nudity. America, we have been liberated as a nation because of our goodness, and goodness is adherence to the moral law of God, His codes. I want to talk about a handful of things, but why don't we do this? Before we move on to any topics, I want to get to the Word. And I want you to understand right judgment. We talked a little bit yesterday about food stamps being used in restaurants, and other states are debating it. There's already states that have it. And how I believe it was 45 million people were on food stamps across the country. They're federally secured or funded, food stamps are, but they're state-ran and regulated. And three states have already had it, so the people can go out to eat with food stamps. 65, I believe it is, billion dollars of federal tax dollars go to supplying food stamps for other people. This is what the Bible says. In Exodus 23, verse 3. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. Let me start at the beginning. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not your hand with the wicked to an unrighteous witness. That means where you side with somebody else because they may pay you off. That goes for you, all judges that are listening right now, everybody in the justice system. That goes for all of us. You shall not follow a multitude to do evil. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't make it right. Does collective force make plunder of our society's wealth or goods okay? The Lord just said it here. Don't follow a multitude to do evil. That's just the way it is. It's what everybody's doing. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. In other words, don't press somebody. Don't get up and give a speech and say, pass this bill over 17 times. And try to ram it down people's throat. Don't try to convince us that few people deserve health care that must be paid by many people, when it's not even in your jurisdiction or your realm to be even talking about. Neither shall you countenance a poor man in his cause. Why didn't the Lord say, neither shall you countenance a rich man? Well, we already know that's wrong. You're not to be a respecter of persons, but the Lord made very specifically clear, not even a poor man. Now, what is the Lord saying there? Oh, he's poor. That's why he robbed that store. And why he shot a man. It's because he's poor. You know, that poor man. But if he was a rich man, he would get cuffed and stuffed and hauled off to jail because he's rich. No, it even talks about a poor man. Don't countenance the poor. Our judgment has to be equal. We see justice. That's it. That's why you see the woman with the scales of justice in her hand. She has what around her eyes? Matter of fact, I'm going to leave you with that. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. What does the woman who holds the scale in her hands, representing justice, have over her eyes? We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We'd love to have you on the Sons of Liberty radio program. Folks, what is covering the eyes of Lady Justice, I suppose we could call her? It's a blindfold. Why? Because she doesn't countenance the poor or the rich. She doesn't countenance a man's exterior looks. She doesn't countenance anything but justice, and we put it in the scales, evidence. You know, where did our founders get such an upright understanding of what justice is, and I'm excluding the slavery issue. Where did they get it from? From the Bible. Why does it take two witnesses for capital punishment? You know, I loved that at the debate. Mr. Perry was asked in the state of Texas,
what do you think about all those people that have been executed? Are you able to sleep at night? Does your conscience drive you crazy that maybe one of those people might have been innocent?
And Mr. Perry gave the right answer. No, the great people of the state of Texas believe that if you come into our state and you commit an atrocious act of murder against one of our citizens, you will receive the ultimate penalty in justice. He said the people of Texas believe in justice so highly that they love the innocent.
Oh, but he was poor. He had to shoot the man so he could get food.
No, I didn't say that. And he also said there is the strictest regulations for people to be condemned. There's an appeal process. They can appeal to the Supreme Court. But if the evidence doesn't stack in their favor, and there's witnesses to prove that a man has murdered, a life for a life. Folks, I've got a blog out there, Constitution Jake, you can find, Turn the Other Cheek. What does that mean? Are we to make that synonymous with the philosophy that Gandhi portrayed? An eye for an eye would leave the whole world blind. Well, folks, taking that statement at face value, which I'm going to do, because I'm not going to tear down the credibility of Gandhi nor the movement, But taking that statement at face value, if you don't want to lose your eye, then don't pluck out another man's eye. If you don't want to lose your life, then don't destroy the life of an innocent victim and cause tragedy to come upon a family. That will reciprocate itself throughout a whole state. And when a state sees that, they say, wait a second, there must be a penalty to protect innocence. So I say kudos to the state of Texas for its love for justice. If you go to Leviticus 19, verse 5, and if you offer a sacrifice, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. This is God speaking through Moses to those that are judges and the people of Israel, to the people of the great nation of America. He's speaking to you right now. He's always speaking. I'm the Lord your God, I change not. You want liberty? I change not. You want peace? I change not. You want prosperity? I change not. You want blessing? I change not. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge your neighbor. There's the standard right there, folks. It's righteousness. Now, many of you know, I've got on the screen here, let the people know we don't support Rick Perry. I didn't say we did. I said we support the great state of Texas for their love of justice. That's what we love. Hey, listen, anybody can sit in the seat of governor. If the people hold them accountable and they strap the Constitution upon their wrists and their ankles like shackles, that's a good thing, folks. That's not a bad thing. If we do that, then they can't get out of hand. And if they forsake their oath of office, then we have a topic called impeachment, which I'm going to address, not this segment, but next segment. We are going to talk about impeachment. Folks, if you can find in the Constitution where it discusses impeachment, I want you to call in and enlighten America, and then we're going to go down that vein. 1-877-807-9977. Where in the Constitution does it speak of impeachment? We talked about, what was it, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? I asked, what is the term for a Supreme Court judge? A couple of you called in and said, well, it's a life term. No, it's not. It's during good behavior. That's the term. That's the parameters. That's where it starts. That's where it ends. If it goes outside of good behavior, it's over. That's your term, during good behavior. Now, there's a yearly term for senators and congressmen and senators and representatives, but they also fall in the parameter. There's put two standards on them. Good behavior. You get 2 years unless you go outside of good behavior. Or as a senator, you get 6 years unless you go outside of good behavior. We're going to talk about impeachment. And I want you to call in, folks. Tell me in the Constitution where it discusses impeachment. It can't be a scarecrow. As Thomas Jefferson said, see, a scarecrow, people put them in their gardens, right? What do they do that for? Well, to scare away the birds, because they don't have time to sit in their garden and make sure that no animals eat their crops. So what they do is they put up a big scary guy with straw in to spook the animals into thinking that there's a live human being in the garden that will wring their necks if they catch the animals in there. So the animals look at the scarecrow. They stare at the scarecrow. They see the scarecrow doesn't move. It doesn't shout. It's really tall. It's really goofy and ugly looking. It has straw for hair, but it doesn't move. So the animal gets brave. Government gets brave. They step into the garden of your liberties. They take a radish. They take a tomato. They notice the scarecrow still doesn't move. What's this all about, this scarecrow thing? And they go in a little further into the garden. They start eating breakfast there every morning in your liberties, folks, on your wallet. They notice the scarecrow is not moving. Why? Because the people put a scarecrow there to replace their own vigilance because they didn't have time to look after the garden of their liberties. Well, now the animals see the sons and the daughters of the adults' gardens. And they start ravaging the adults' gardens. Those are gone. Those belong to the animals. And now they start to encroach upon posterity's gardens as well. Before the gardens are even there. They're already scoping it out. They're divvying it up between their animal buddies. The raccoons are saying, hey, I get the tomatoes in the kid's garden. And the rabbits are saying, I get the lettuce and the carrots. The crows are saying, I get the green beans. Folks, impeachment cannot be a scarecrow. It is very real. You must have good behavior. You cannot go outside of the parameters of good. Where do we get the standard of good from? Don't get your standard of good from policymakers. You get your standard of good from the God of heaven, who is good. He's the only one that's good. When Christ was questioned, a man said to him, good master, what did Christ say? There's none good but God. Why do you call me good? Don't get your eyes on the flesh. Keep your eyes on the Father who gave you life and gives you the spirit of life every single day. We are a republic. In a democracy, I just want you to know this. In a democracy, there's no need for a constitution. You realize that? I'm talking a written constitution, a fixed standard. Why? Because the majority can simply change the law at a whim. You don't need to write it down. Don't worry, buddy. It's going to change next year anyways. It's like saying to the referee. The ref comes up before the game, says, okay, I'm the ref, but I need to check the rule book. And the coach for one team says, don't worry about it, buddy. It's going to change anyways. It doesn't really matter. Then the ref's going to say, well, what am I doing here? That's what the government should say in a democracy. Well, what's the point of us? Just let the mob rule. Unless they're trying to fleece the flock or make merchandise off of the great people of the United States of America. In a democracy, there's no need for a constitution. But in a republic, there is a law. Now listen to this. In a republic, there is a law. The Constitution. The law of the land. The Supremacy Clause. It's the law of the land. There is a law above even the government. The people of the government, there's always a law above them. The president gives a speech last night. There's a law above the legislative branch of our government. There's a law above the executive branch of our government. That law always abides. It's perpetual and it never changes. And we've even said in America that there's a constitution that's above. That's why that constitution is expressed powers, or delegated powers. We have the 10th Amendment. The state said to the Fed, here's what you can do. Here's your bounds. You can go no further. Why? Because there's a greater law above you that prevents you from moving to jurisdictions outside of where you're authorized. In our case, we have a written constitution. Folks, we're going to be right back and we're going to discuss impeachment, why impeachment, and where impeachment. And if you've got the answer, 877-807-9977. Where in the Constitution to talk about impeachment? 877-807-9977. Or just give me your thoughts on impeachment. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, folks, I'm going to go through a couple things before I make my case on impeachment, okay? Because I want you to make your own decision. We're going to discuss what the qualifications are for impeachment. And then I just want you to decide. You know, I was teaching a Constitution course last week, which we do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can find more information on that. We do a course. It's a 12-week course. It's a national course. Mr. Michael Perutka from the Institute on the Constitution actually created this course. It is a fabulous, fabulous. He flies in to graduate you, everything like that. We have a 6-year-old kid in the course right now, and we have an 80-some-year-old grandmother in the course. So it goes through all ages, and it's very comprehensive. But in that particular course, we were talking about impeachment, and I started explaining, you know, these are the things that have to do with impeachment. And a woman stood up and said, well, how in the world is he still there? I won't even say his name, okay? How is he still there if that's all it takes to get impeached? I just read recently an article by none other than Chuck Norris. I was quite impressed. Now, I don't believe I'm not on the same page with him on all of his viewpoints. But these particular ones that I read, I just want you to listen to him. He did some homework here. I don't believe we should be policing the world. I don't believe that's the purpose of the military. I don't find that Article 1, Section 8 says that we destroy other governments and set up new ones for them. I just don't find it. Not to mention, I believe Congress needs to declare war. And we need to take a look at those wars and follow them through. Congress needs to hold the president accountable for these wars that are all over the place. That's a side note. Here in terrorism, responsibility as a president of the United States, this is what President Barack Obama said in 2009. Responsibility as president of the United States is to fight against negative stereotypes of Americans. Is to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear. Okay. Who gave him that memo? Was something screwed up on the teleprompter? He said Islam, folks. We're going to fight negative stereotypes on Islam. We're going to create a partnership between America and Islam. I'm not sure. Maybe we should ask them. Do they even want that? In 2009. Now, the reason I bring that up again is because our allegiance, and everyone who takes an oath in office, their allegiance is to our country, its laws, the Constitution, its people. That's whom. 2009, the Washington Times reported, the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, stood by a DHS intelligence assessment report that lists, quote, lists returning veterans among terrorist risks to the United States. What is that called when you levy war against your own people? It's called treason. Your own people. That is treason. Let's keep going. And in the same month, the Wall Street Journal reported the FBI was running a probe targeting returning veterans as extremists and a major domestic threat? I've got to be sleeping right now. That had to have been an accident. Returning veterans as a possible terrorist threat? How often do you hear them? You know, that's probably why they say the 4th of July is a, what do they say?
It's a Republican holiday. Democrats don't benefit at all from it.
There you go. In their confusion, they blurt out the truth. They're telling you, folks. Again, I talked about treason a little bit before, and now I'm talking about what's going on with civil officers in your own country. Just a few weeks ago, as a part of its If You See Something, Say Something, Stooley campaign, Homeland Security released two videos in which nearly every segment shows a shift in federal strategy from catching foreign terrorists to targeting white, middle-class Americans. Yeah, the middle-class Americans that the president was talking about getting jobs. Let's get America back to work. Sign this bill. Should we get the terrorists? I don't know. Yeah. Who are against big government as terrorists. White middle-class Americans who are against big government as terrorists, including Tea Partiers, anti-Fed activists, and even, yes again, veterans. These videos, what did Joe Biden's recent remarks that Tea Partiers are like? Well, this is what I will say about that. He never denied those accusations. Why can't they just deny them? You know, why can't... Let's play a clip really quick. This is Mr. Carney, the spokesperson for Obama. I want you to listen to what he says.
And that's true. You should have said, look, what the American people care about right? are not the sideshows. Well, look, the president feels, as he said tonight, that we need to put party ahead of country. We need to...
Wait a minute. We need to do what, Mr. Carney? We need to put party ahead of country? Could it have been an accident? I don't know. Let's find out. Hopefully tomorrow he gets it straight. He was on the Bill O'Reilly Show. I think it's the most popular cable show in the country. It's up there. It's up there. A lot of people watching that show. So if he made an accident on that show, chances are he's probably going to go back on and say, hey, you know what? That was a boo-boo. Hey, and we'll give him that too. No doubt about it. Man, the guy's on TV all the time. He's talking all the time. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm still waiting for the White House to give a statement on what Hoffa commented. Are they going to denounce that? How about the DNC chair? Is she going to denounce that? No! They stick it right in your face. They avoid that question. It's not hard to say, you know what? That was a little over the top, Mr. Hoffa. You were off base, and the president does not agree with what you just said. Unless these things that I'm reading about by this article by Mr. Chuck Norris on Town Hall is if you are a Tea Partier, an anti-Fed activist, or even a veteran, we got to step up the catching of terrorists, white middle-class Americans. Or if Mr. Biden, what he thought was true. The real enemy is the Tea Party! And if any of you have seen Winn-Dixie, I'm telling you, she was an actor, Miss Gloria Dump. before she got into Congress.
The Tea Party!
10 years ago, in the wake of the worst terrorist attacks in our nation's history, Americans turned to one another and God for help and comfort, Mr. Norris says. The wise still seek him. They know the truth, as did most American founding fathers. In Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. How did we sign the Constitution? Does anybody know how we signed the Constitution? In the year of our Lord, capital L, they all claimed that Christ was their Lord, and they gave the date. Sean from Iowa, how do I feel about the Second Amendment? Go ahead and ask your question. You're on the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead, Sean.
That's so you can hear me.
Okay, yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was just wondering how, where you guys stand on the Second Amendment. Doesn't it say in there, it's been a while since I've read it, but doesn't it say something about an organized militia to take back our government? Because, I mean, we can talk about this forever, and I appreciate you guys talking about it, but, you know, and Alex Jones talks about it all the time, but nobody's doing anything before they take our guns. We better do this before they take our guns and stuff, don't we? Or am I wrong about that?
Well, let me read the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, which is what you're referring to, Sean, being necessary to the security of a free state. In other words, to keep the state free, you need a militia that's necessary. Most folks would say, well, our militia now is our, the name is escaping me right now. National Guard, you know, in the states. The right of the people, but now it talks about the people, okay? So we got a militia here. The right of the people. And by the way, the states can determine who they want as leaders of the militia here in the states. But here's the problem. I mean, let's just go back for a second. Those governments that we entrust with our suffrage, with our votes, don't seem to think that there's that drastic of a problem right now. Our states could literally come up with bills and laws that would prosecute federal agents that try to encroach upon our gun rights in the state. Did you know that the states can do that?
No, I'm unfortunately just waking up within the last year or two here. Mm-hmm. But I have been, it's been kind of bothering me because, you know, ammo is going up and they're trying to get rid of bad things. And,
sure.
And I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, we're not going to be able to defend ourselves if we let them take our guns. And I think it's, in my reading, you know, the way I read it, yeah, I understand that it's got to be maybe the state, but the heck with the state. The state's not doing it. And if they get our guns, and I know, I mean, I guess we wouldn't be a whole lot effective towards, you know, the weapons that the military has. I don't think the military's going to, I don't know. I don't know if the military would actually, did they do that in Hitler's time? Did the military go after the people?
Most of the time it was gun control. And most of the time in Hitler's time, a lot of the folks went right along with it because it was working for them until they got to the point, which is what you're discussing right now. I think you're capturing the thrust of this. When has it gone too far that we can't recoup what we should have never given up in the first place? Your folks in the state of, you're from Iowa, right, Sean?
Yes, sir.
In the state of Iowa, your government, your state government, has a concealed carry. You can get a concealed carry permit. You have the right to have handguns. You can take your laws and set your laws in that state the way you want them as a state. Federal laws do not have to be binding. Your governor, your attorney general can refuse to prosecute on federal laws. Matter of fact, they could prosecute federal agents that try to encroach upon your gun rights. That can happen in your state right now. Now, at the point where we all grab our arms, which I don't know that you're necessarily insinuating this, but at the point where we all grab our arms and take over our government, we've got a serious problem. Because right now, like the Glorious Revolution, we can do it without bloodshed. The problem is people are quick to think the solution is I'll go shoot somebody with my gun because they won't listen to me, rather than getting down in the trenches, learning their constitution, applying it, and holding our governing officials' feet to the fire. They'd rather deal with it with their own arms.
They're throwing the constitution out, even... But yeah, we got a concealed carry thing, but...
You know what, Sean? Let me hold you over to the next break, okay? We're going to talk about the Second Amendment. Okay. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
All right.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're back again with the Sons of Liberty, folks. And we have a caller on the line right now that's talking about the Second Amendment. And what about the organized militia? Or I'm not sure, maybe he said unorganized. But the proper, correct wording, Sean, in Article 2 is a well-regulated militia. Now notice that word, a well-regulated militia. This wasn't like a bunch of people that just got together. And this is important because, you know, President Obama's already talked about these crazy, radical, right-wing Tea Party people that think they got to become the militia and take the government back by force and gun. And here's what I'm saying is that our founding fathers, and actually, Kerry, if you could turn the volume down until I ask him a question, that way there's no feedback. But, Sean, I'm still with you. According to our founding fathers, they petitioned the government for a redress of grievances. That's what happened in the Declaration of Independence. They said after a long train of abuses, the government would not listen. Then they organized themselves with a militia. That particular militia was headed by Mr. George Washington. Well, he headed the colonial army, and there was militias in different counties. Now, it was very well organized. These were counties that had already petitioned their government. They'd done their homework. They had rapped on doors. They didn't have the opportunity to vote in people into office, into their state governments. They didn't have the opportunity to pressure state government officials that were mostly owned by the crown at that particular time. This is the background that we need to know, folks, before we go grab our shotguns and think we're going to take the government back. And again, I'm not insinuating that there's not a purpose for the Second Amendment. There very much is, but I want to tell you this in context. Most people that carry that mindset, and I'm saying, I shouldn't even say most, but a lot of people that carry the mindset that we become the militia ourselves and go take our government back, are people that barely know the Constitution, people that very rarely vote, very rarely send letters to their congressmen and women. They just have this passionate and our founders would call it a mob, a mobocracy. They have this opinion that what the government is doing is wrong, though they have nothing to do with the government, though they don't give suffrage in the form of voting, though they won't come in and try to fix the structure that already abides. Now, our founders, I don't think, would have went to war to the government we have right now. They would have known exactly how to remove them. They would have applied impeachment in many cases, and they wouldn't have allowed the state's rights to be given up to the federal government. They look at us and say, what in the world would you even need to use guns for? You got it all right in your hands. We laid it out. Now, there comes a time where they don't listen after a long train of abuses, says in the Declaration of Independence. Then a well-regulated militia. That means that this militia, and they're generally state militias, are organized collectively with the people. And the people are in favor of it. So I think before we go to grab our arms, which every man has the right to, listen, you need to defend yourself and defend your family. No man, no government, no bureaucrat, no devil in hell should be able to take your ability to defend yourself and your family. Not only is it unconstitutional, it's unbiblical, it's against God's law. So if that's happening in your state, you need to deal with that on the state level. There's no doubt about it. But after that point, we need to stay active. You had brought up too, Sean, you had just brought up how you're first starting to get into the Constitution and things like that. And God bless you, sir. I'm glad. I want to be here to help you. But what I'm saying is there is a way to do this that is a right way. Oftentimes in judgment, and this is what I said to the woman in our Constitution class. She said, well, let's get rid of them. Let's get out of the Union. And I said, well, what's easier when you have a kite, for instance? You get the kite all tangled up. All the string is just tangled up. It turns into a big knot. Because you weren't paying attention, you were screwing around, you were running around, and you got yourself a big problem. Kids oftentimes want to do this. Well, just throw it away. Just cut the string. No, hold on a second. That's not going to teach Americans anyway. We got into this position because of a lack of morality. We stopped exalting the throne of Christ. We said it was okay when people said it was all right to murder an unborn child. We said it was okay that we take prayer out of schools. We stopped exalting the God of the nation that gave us our liberty. They gave us our organization. They gave us everything that we have right now. We're in this position because of our morality and how we've turned our back to the God of heaven that gave us all these blessings. We can get our guns like they did in the book of Exodus when they thought they were going to go take the land after they disobeyed God, and God said, I'm not going with you. We can do that, and we will not prosper. We will not be benefited one iota. We have to get right with our Creator first and foremost. Once we're there, and we apply ourselves to the system of government that we have in this country, and it still won't listen, which, folks, I don't think we're that far. I think we can remove if we stay ardent, if we stay focused, and we stay fixed. And we start bringing up impeachment, and we start getting political folks with a spine and a stinking backbone instead of playing games with the American people, their lives, and their children's lives. That's up to us. They reflect us. Remember, we the people. And when they don't reflect us, then we remove them. And that's all there is to it. No matter how many speeches, no matter how many times they tell us to pass the bill, none of that stuff. We don't buy it because we're Americans and we're children of God. But an immoral nation won't do that. An immoral nation will reach for drastic means. And then what happens? Let's just say that the state militias take over. They come over and they hold hostage the governments. They kick them all out. Then what kind of government do we have? Well, a lot of these folks just know that the government made them mad. They don't have any idea of structure. They don't have any idea of constitution or values. What's going to happen when we're governed by the mob? What will the mob do? So these are all important things to think about. And I'm not insinuating you're in that lot at all, Sean. You asked this question. I think it's a great question. And we need to be able to address these type of hard questions because there's a legitimate concern. When we feel that we are not being heard out, we've got to place our action. We've got to get our conduct morally right with God of heaven. And then we can move, just like our founders did when they declared independence. And they were willing to back it up with their arms. Yes, they were. Without those, George Washington said, they're the liberty teeth. I'd like to give you the last word, Sean.
Okay, I appreciate it. I agree with what you're saying, and I really feel that, you know, it needs to be organized, and we need to wait it out and things like that. But, you know, we got Obama in there that can't prove he's from this country.
Yep.
And we've got, you know, I think he's a Muslim plant. I think they're going to take over probably the world, at least the United States. I don't know, but I smell rat, and it's pretty obvious. I guess it's so obvious to me that that's what I want to see happen. I do believe that this country has gone down morally, And yeah, we're getting judged. You know how judgment starts in the house of God. But,
you got it.
The authorities that be were set there by God. I also believe. I think he's our judgment. He's part of our judgment. I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I could be wrong about that. But you know what? We've got an immoral president. He's not my president, by the way. I just want to make that real clear.
Good for you.
I will
that's
never
fine.
Call him my president.
Yep, and that's totally fine for you to say that and make that statement.
Well, I appreciate you guys' time. I've been trying to call you about this for a while and needed somebody that knew more about it than me to explain to me why we're not going in there and kicking some teeth out, I guess.
You know what, Sean?
It's time to know now.
You know what? And we absolutely need to get in there and straighten it out. It's our government. Thank you for your call. I really do appreciate it, and I hope we can get your information and keep you in the loop with the Sons of Liberty, because you sound like somebody who is a Son of Liberty. Listen, people are frustrated. They are spent. They are sick of their governing officials not listening. I understand.
So what, do we just sit by? Should we be patient and wait it out?
No, we need to stay aggressive, be irate, and be tireless. But what I'm saying is we've got to start with ourselves first before we're going to be effective. And folks, we are effective. America, it is effective. What we are doing is absolutely effective. Every one of us is experiencing liberty right now. And I believe he's correct. I believe we have an administration that hasn't listened to the people. Does that sound like the American people not listening to their God? Sure, it reflects it perfectly, doesn't it? The spiritual lessons are what we need to learn first so that we can accomplish the national principles, principles. That's the only way it's going to come, folks. I don't necessarily want to leave this on a light note, but I want to give you, I hope you have an awesome weekend, number one. Preserving liberty. That is your job and that is your duty. If there's a militia in your state, it shouldn't be weird to join it. There's nothing wrong with that. You love your state, your country, your liberties. Get organized. Nothing wrong with it. Completely lawful. It's found in the Constitution. I want to kind of insinuate one of the problems here in our country. As a matter of fact, most of Congress is made up of attorneys. One afternoon, a lawyer was riding in his limousine when he saw two men along the roadside eating grass. Disturbed, he ordered his driver to stop. He got out to investigate. He asked one man, "Why are you eating grass?" "We don't have any money for food," the poor man replied. "We have to eat grass." "Well, then, you can come with me to my house and I'll feed you," the lawyer said. "But, sir, I have a wife and two children with me. They are over there under that tree." "Bring them along," the lawyer replied. Then when he got into the limo, the lawyer said to his buddy, "You can bring you and your wife and children, too." They all got in the limo, and once underway, one of the poor fellows turned to the lawyer and said, "Sir, you are too kind. Thank you for taking us all with you." The lawyer replied, "Glad to do it. You'll really love my place. The grass is almost a foot high." Folks, we aren't put here to eat government's grass. We're put here to experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God bless you. Have an awesome weekend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.